This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In the name of the Most High.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And alhamdulillah, this is our first lesson after the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan had finished last Saturday. Sunday was the day of Eid. And alhamdulillah, here we are 4 days after the day of Eid, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with that blessed day, after the blessed month, the month of Ramadan, on the day of Eid, alhamdulillah, we get together once again online, and it's only a matter of time that we're going to see each other soon. It's only a matter of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us together soon. It's been challenging, it's been tough, but everything will pay off. Why? Because alhamdulillah, we struggle for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. We sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have patience for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And everything that you do for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether that you see it bitter or sour, at the end of that, it'll all pay off. Nothing goes to waste when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's something that we need to always ingrate and always to put in our minds. We always need to instill on our minds that whatever you do for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, however you sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any way, any form, any shape that you are patient for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make things easy upon you at the end of the day. And alhamdulillah, we could see that things are becoming easier and easier, and inshallah, it's only a matter of time that we'll go back to normal life and even better, because alhamdulillah, we are believers. But you know what? I know every single one of us these days are stressed about post-COVID-19, and people talking about what are the precautionary measures that we have to abide by and we have to follow. And today we issued a statement from the Australian National Imams Council talking about different measures and different precautionary measures and steps that we need to abide by and follow. While we are concerned and stressing over those precautionary measures, we should also be concerned over post-Ramadan. Subhanallah, people now are preparing for post-COVID-19. But no one had prepared for post-Ramadan. As if the month of Ramadan didn't even come past. Some people went back to their old habits. Subhanallah, you fasted in the month of Ramadan. You prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. You sacrificed to Allah azza wa jalla in the month of Ramadan. And you struggled for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. In particular, this year's Ramadan, it's been different than any other Ramadan. And we can't even, subhanallah, maintain the good worship and the good acts that we started in the month of Ramadan. Look at your condition 4 days after the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan finished Saturday. Today is Thursday. So it was only Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today is Thursday. How's your condition after 5 days after the month of Ramadan had ended? Subhanallah, I'm already speaking to people. And today I wanted to do my own personal survey. So I start to speak and I start to call around and speak to some brothers and check up on them. And I wanted just to ask him questions. I just wanted to ask and know for my own self. And subhanAllah, out of 10 people, at least 7 or 8 times I'm struggling after the month of Ramadan. Why? You're already struggling after the month of Ramadan. It's only been 5 days after the month of Ramadan had finished. And you're already struggling in your iman and your faith. You're already struggling in your practices to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what pleases Allah azza wa jal. Already struggling? 7 to 8 out of 10. Mention the exact same thing. Oh, I miss Ramadan. I'm struggling in my faith. Subhanallah, in the month of Ramadan, I was fasting. Now I'm not fasting anymore. In the month of Ramadan, I used to pray on time. Now I'm not praying on time anymore. In the month of Ramadan, I used to get up for Fajr. Now I don't even get up for Fajr anymore. In the month of Ramadan, I used to read the Quran Karim. Now I'm not reading the Quran Karim anymore. In the month of Ramadan, I used to get up for Qiyam al-Layl. Now I'm not even getting up for Qiyam al-Layl. In the month of Ramadan, I was persistent and I was perseverant in keeping away from the haram. Now I'm falling into the haram. I did not look at the haram in the month of Ramadan. Now I'm looking at the haram. I wasn't listening to the haram in the month of Ramadan. Now I'm listening to the haram. I wasn't saying the haram in the month of Ramadan. Now I'm saying the haram. Subhanallah, 7 to 8 out of 10 who mentioned the exact same thing. Which means it's a huge concern. 70-80% of people are struggling. 70-80% of the believers are struggling after the month of Ramadan. You are struggling in your faith after the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, you just came out of the month of Ramadan. It hasn't even lasted 5 days. And already people are complaining. Already people are anxious. Already people are upset. And already people are down in their iman. What's going to happen next week? What's going to happen the week after that? What's going to happen after a month or two? Where's our iman? So my brothers and my sisters, as we are taking precautionary measures for post-COVID, making sure that this virus doesn't spread and the virus doesn't continue to spread around people, we need to also take precautionary measures in protecting our iman. We need to take precautionary measures in preserving our iman, in safeguarding our iman, in particular after the month of Ramadan, the month of iman. So how do we do that? And subhanAllah, you'll find that most of the mashayikh, most of the du'at, they'll be talking about a common topic. A common topic they'll be addressing at the end of the month of Ramadan, and in particular after the month of Ramadan, which is istiqamah. And istiqamah is very important to me as a believer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be mustaqimin, commanded us to be straight, commanded us to be steadfast, commanded us to be perseverant, to be straight in our actions, to be perseverant in our worship, to be steadfast in our ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that in the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most steadfast human being on the face of this earth and ever existed on the face of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, O Muhammad, fastaqim kama umert. O Muhammad, be steadfast the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded you to do. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most steadfast, the most upright, the most righteous, the most devout, the most persevering human being to ever exist on the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to be steadfast. If someone right now tells you, brother, sister, be steadfast, subhanallah, straight away, we're on the offense. We take it to be offensive. Why are you telling me that for? Do you think I'm crooked? Do you think I'm not straight? Do you think I'm not on the right path? Subhanallah. Look at the weakness of our iman. It's like when you tell someone, akhi, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Straight away, people become very offensive. Why are you telling me that for? Subhanallah, someone is reminding you to fear Allah. You should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fear him. And Allah commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be steadfast. Fastaqim kama umrit. Oh Muhammad, be steadfast. Be straight. Be steadfast and straight on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be steadfast. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمْرِتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. O Muhammad, you be steadfast and your followers must also be steadfast. But in order for your followers to be steadfast, you lead by an example and they'll follow. And obviously the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went above and beyond of being a leader and example. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led in the greatest example sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his beard and his hair got grey. One of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair becoming grey. So he told him, O Messenger of Allah, I can see an increase of grey hairs on your beard. Which also alludes to how much the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were attached to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could see the number of grey hairs increasing on the beard of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So, O Messenger of Allah, I could see an increase of grey hairs on your beard and your hair. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. The verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me to be steadfast in Hud, fastaqim kama umrit, O Muhammad, be steadfast, had made my hair go grey. Subhanallah. Look what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Look what the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam is saying. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam is saying that this aura of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to be steadfast, made my hair go grey. Subhanallah, think about it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so stressed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to be steadfast. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stressed, but not as much as stressed as when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to be steadfast, when Allah azza wa jalla spoke about the hellfire, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the punishment of the hellfire and the day of judgment and so on and so on. But when Allah told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be steadfast, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so stressed that his hair became grey. Why? Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the gravity of steadfastness. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the gravity of steadfastness, istiqamah. He understood what istiqamah is about. He understood that istiqamah is the hardest, and one of the hardest acts and practices to achieve. Because you could pray, but are you going to last in your prayers? You could fast, are you going to last in your fasting? You just finished the month of Ramadan with good deeds, are you going to last? Or did you last? And do you continue lasting with the good deeds after the month of Ramadan? So my brother and my sister in Islam, you could start. You could start with so many good deeds, but are you going to last? You could start the race, are you going to finish it? It's not about just starting the race, it's about finishing the race. And that's why a lot of people start the race, but not many people finish the race. For that, my brother and my sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with Iman, and Allah blessed us with the Quran, and Allah blessed us with the month of Ramadan that we just came out of. And it's only been 5 days from the month of Ramadan. Last week, this time, we were just about to finish the month of Ramadan. Last week, this time, we were just talking about the end of the month of Ramadan. Now we just finished the month of Ramadan. And it's only a matter of time that we'll be talking about the new Ramadan starting next year, 1442 Hijrah, 2021. Subhanallah, time is just going past. But let's go back to the istiqamah. Where are we when it comes to istiqamah? Are we going to last to be steadfast from now to the next Ramadan? Are we going to last to be persevering from now to the next Ramadan? Or I'm going to crumble because a lot of people, 1 week has not even gone past after the month of Ramadan had finished. We haven't even completed 1 week from the month of Ramadan. People are crumbling. People are failing. People are plunging. Subhanallah, 1 month of ibadah, one of the most beautiful months, if not the most beautiful month, in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the most blessed nights. And subhanallah, you speak to people right now, and people are really already crumbling. As I mentioned to you, I spoke to tens of people today, and most of them are saying to me, I'm struggling, subhanallah. It's as if I'm looking for the answer, and I'm just talking to the right people. And each person that tells me, I'm struggling, subhanallah, I'm thinking about it. Struggling? You just came out of the month of Ramadan. And I'm sure I'm addressing brothers and sisters right now who are in the same position and shoes of these brothers and sisters who would say, I'm struggling. You are struggling. Why are you struggling? You just came out of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you a head start. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you in the month of Ramadan, you're not going to get it throughout the entire year. And you already crumbled. The amount of iman that you gain in the month of Ramadan, the amount of iman that you've saved in the month of Ramadan should be enough for you for the next Ramadan. Yes, that's how you have to look at it. What you've gained and saved in the month of Ramadan, not cash and money that you save and it's enough for you for the next 10 years. As we do save a lot of money, a lot of cash for the hard days and difficult days that might come in the future. What you've saved from Iman in the month of Ramadan should be enough to sustain you to the next Ramadan. But it's only been 5 days and you've already spent the Iman. You've already wasted that iman. What have you left for the next 11 months? So my brothers and my sisters, it's all about steadfastness. And that's why you save that money, but you have to also safeguard it. You save that iman, you have to also safeguard it. You save that money and you put it in a bank and you put it in a safe and you put it in a vault and you take care of it. The same thing that you've saved that iman, you've gained that iman, you've increased that iman. You need to protect that iman. You can't just put it anywhere. Your iman is the most valuable thing that you've got in your life. To me as a believer, the most valuable asset that I've got in my life is my iman. Because with iman, I will live successful in this world and the hereafter. With iman, I'll be happy in this world and the hereafter. With iman, I'll acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in this world and the paradise of Allah azza wa jalla hereafter. Money is not going to get me success. Money is not going to get me happiness. Money is not going to get me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Money is not going to get me the Jannah. But iman will get me happiness. Iman will get me success. Iman will get me the pleasure of Allah. Iman will get me the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So right now, the most valuable thing that you have in your life as a believer is your iman, your faith. And alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is the month of iman. So you've gained and you've acquired and you've achieved a lot of iman in the month of Ramadan. If you did, then inshallah you did. You've saved it. What did you do with it now? For you to tell me a few days after the month of Ramadan, I'm struggling, that means you've already wasted your iman. You need to safeguard it. You need to protect it. The way you protect the $10 and the $20 and the $100 and the gold and silver and your car and all the valuable things that you've got in your life, I need to protect my iman. And that's where steadfastness comes in. Steadfastness comes in. And it's a vault, a safe that protects your iman. Steadfastness is that vault that protects your iman, protects your faith, And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to constantly tell the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, saddidu wa qaribu. Saddidu wa qaribu. Be steadfast in your actions and be balanced. Be steadfast in your actions and be balanced. Steadfastness, my brothers and my sisters, doesn't mean I do a lot of ibadat. I pray a lot, I fast a lot, I dana a lot, I come to the masjid a lot. I do a lot of reading of the Quran Kareem. No. Steadfastness means maintaining the good deeds. Maintaining the good deeds even if they are little. Maintaining the good deeds even if they are little. On the top of all this, maintaining your distance. Maintaining your distance and the real social distancing from the haram. As we are maintaining social distancing right now from the virus, there is a big virus that's out there right now. The big virus is the shaitan that came out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had incarcerated them. They are let loose now. That's the big virus. That's where the big outbreak is. We need to be concerned over this big virus. Maintaining a big and a strong distance from the haram. So, steadfastness means maintaining the good worship, even if they are little. Maintaining the good worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's little, even if it's a small number of rak'at and a small number of ibadat and a small number of recitation of the Quran Kareem and a small volume of this and a small volume of that. But at the same time, keeping distance, keeping away from the haram. And keeping away from the haram is a very important aspect when it comes to steadfastness. Some people think because they pray and they fast and they donate and they come to the masjid, they could do the haram. No. If it's a choice between increasing the haram and increasing the worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or keeping away from the haram, no, you keep away from the haram before you increase from the worship to Allah azza wa jal. If it's a choice between, should I increase from my salah, should I increase, I'm not talking about the fard, we're talking about the voluntary worships and acts. Should I increase from my donation to Allah? Should I increase from the ibadat? Should I increase from the fasting and the recitation of the Quran Kareem? Against keeping away from the haram, the Sharia tells you keep away from the haram. Then increase from your worship, keep away from the haram. Ideally, of course, to keep away from the haram and to increase from your ibadah. But if it's a choice between one out of the two, then what is given preference is that you keep away from the haram. And the month of Ramadan is a month that teaches us to keep away from the haram, to distance ourselves from the haram. And alhamdulillah, we did distance ourselves from the haram. Doesn't mean we go back to it now. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. Don't be like the one that's sowing. And after she finished her sowing, she let it all loose. She put all this time and effort into knitting and the sowing, and then at the end, she let it all loose. Subhanallah. All this hard work and all this effort that we put in the month of Ramadan, we just crumble just right after the month of Ramadan. It doesn't make sense. Subhanallah, you've gained iman and you've gained your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kept away from the haram. This is the time that you stay steadfast. So the vault and the safe that protects you, iman, is steadfastness. It's for you to be steadfast in keeping away from the haram and staying on the straight path. Keeping away from the haram and staying on the straight path. It doesn't mean you have to do a lot. Please, my brother and my sister, don't get me wrong. You are mistaken if you think that steadfastness means they have to do a lot of ibadat like the way you were doing in the month of Ramadan. I understand the month of Ramadan is unique and different. And the opportunities that you get in the month of Ramadan, you don't get them outside the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, the month itself, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that month, the environment, the people around you is just different. Even me, I struggle to do extra ibadat outside the month of Ramadan as much as I do in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, just the month itself, the nature of it, the people around you, it helps you to do more. But that doesn't mean just because I can't get 100 as I did in the month of Ramadan, I go down to 0 after the month of Ramadan. Balance it. Saddidu wa qarib, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be balanced, be moderate, be balanced and moderate in your acts and your actions. Okay, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, I was praying all the prayers, 5 daily prayers, for example, in the masjid, even though we didn't get the chance to do that this year. I can't do 5 prayers in the masjid. Inshallah, I'll do 2 or 3. In the month of Ramadan, I used to read 2-3 ajza every single day. Yes, I understand it's very hard for you to do it after the month of Ramadan, 2-3 ajza. Make it 1 juz'a, half a juz'a, but then can't completely disconnect. Distance yourself from the halal and go and connect yourself to the haram. In the month of Ramadan, I kept away from the haram. I maintained that after the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, I managed to do a lot of good deeds. Okay, you can't do all those good deeds. Even if you reduce from them, reduce. Okay, you've reduced, reduce. But then go and abolish it and completely eliminate it. Subhanallah, the mindset. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, saddidu wa qaribu, be balanced in your actions and your deeds. Maintain your actions and your deeds. Be on a straight path. Balance it. And that's what we've learned from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sharia doesn't want you to get too harsh in one way, but doesn't want you to get too lean in another way. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about someone that gets too harsh. He's like someone that forces his mount in the middle of the desert. He forces his mount to rush and carry too much luggage. What happens? Obviously, we don't use that these days, but use a car, for example. You've got your car, and you're just driving full steam ahead, and you don't even stop for a break. What's going to happen? Your car's going to collapse. You need petrol. You didn't fill up. It needs to rest. You need to rest. What's going to happen? Exactly what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That the one that goes too extreme, فَلَا ظَهْرًا أَبْقَى وَلَا أَرْضًا قَطَعَ. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one that goes too extreme is the example of a traveler that's traveling with his mount in the middle of the desert, that forces and puts so much pressure on his mount at the end. His mount, the camel, will collapse. And what happens to him? He does not even reach his destination. فَلَا ظَهْرًا أَبْقَى وَلَا أَرْضًا قَطَعَ. He does not keep or maintain his mount or his ride and camel, and he does not reach his destination. The Sharia is very balanced. And that's one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That we've got the Sharia al-Islam, which is a very balanced Sharia. Islam doesn't expect you. There's no expectation at all. That the things or the acts and the worships that you used to do in the month of Ramadan, you'll do the exact same thing after the month of Ramadan. But just because you can't do all of it, doesn't mean you get rid of it. Do some of it. Maintain it. But the primary thing is, keep away from the haram. Keep away from the haram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Keep away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden. You'll become the greatest worshipper in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be the best worshipper in the sight of Allah azza wa jal. So what constitutes or defines a good, devout, committed worship to Allah Azza wa Jal? Not the one that prays Allah, or the one that fasts Allah, or the one that reads the Quran al-Karim Allah, or the one that donates Allah. The one that keeps away from the haram, then increases from the voluntary worships. Now obviously not praying the obligatory prayers, that's haram. Not fasting your obligatory fasting, that's haram. So keeping away from the haram is the most important thing. And that's why my brother and my sister, the moment you expose yourself to the haram, the moment you expose yourself to the haram, you plunge straight away. In the month of Ramadan, you've protected yourself and you safeguarded yourself in the month of Ramadan. One of the reasons that you've safeguarded yourself and protected yourself in the month of Ramadan is because you kept away from the haram. The moment you came out of the month of Ramadan, and if you allowed yourself to be exposed to the haram, is that moment you plunge straight away. One of the main things that we need to preserve and protect ourselves from is the haram. Don't go near the haram. The haram destroys you. Exactly what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention. Whenever you commit a haram, whenever you commit a sin, it's like a black dot that's been dotted in your heart. And then you just imagine there's this white garment or white page, just continue putting black dots, black dots, black dots, black dots. What happens there? The entire page later on, sooner or later, is just going to become dark and black. So whenever we continue to do the haram, 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 what happens to it? Your life becomes haram. And not only that, then you become immune to the haram. Which means what? Immune to the haram before. Subhanallah, this haram, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to look at it. But then when you continue doing it, you don't care anymore. Your heart becomes so hard and harsh and black that the haram means nothing to you anymore. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't exist anymore. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Karim. Their hearts became so hard, harsh, rough, tough, black. They don't even care anymore. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. I don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be in that position. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not put us in that position ever. I don't want to be in that position. Where my heart is so black, when I look at the haram, I don't really care whether I do it or not. No, I do care. I do care to keep away from it. I don't want to disobey Allah azza wa jalla. Allah's watching me. that sense of care and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to diminish the more you expose yourself to the haram. Alhamdulillah, one of the beautiful things about the month of Ramadan, we've managed to create this immunity from the haram, to keep ourselves away from the haram. Keep ourselves away from the haram. When I say immunity, I say it to protect ourselves from the haram, to preserve ourselves from the haram. And that's the true character of a believer. But subhanAllah, after the month of Ramadan, we struggled. And that's why subhanAllah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us something so beautiful after the month of Ramadan, which is fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, which is the month that we're in right now. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to fast the 6 days of Shawwal after the month of Ramadan. Yes, it's because of the reason that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan then adds on it 6 days from the month of Shawwal as if they had fasted the entire year. Because fasting, the month of Ramadan is 29 or 30 days. Alhamdulillah, this year we were blessed to fast 30 days. And then another 6 days, that's 36 days. You times that by 10, that's 360 days. And the year is usually 360 days. So one of the reasons for you to acquire the rewards of fasting entire year. But also another wisdom from behind fasting the 6 days of the month of Shawwal is for what? Is to maintain, to preserve, to be steadfast. SubhanAllah, you just finished and you just came out of the month of fasting, the month of Ramadan, but now continue with fasting in a month that's not the month of fasting, which is the month of Shawwal. And when I say it's not the month of fasting, yes, the month of Shawwal is not obligatory for you to fast. The month of Ramadan is the month of fasting, and the month of Ramadan is obligatory for you to fast. You could fast in another time, you could fast in the month of Shawwal in another time, but it's not as obligatory as the month of Ramadan. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged you and I for us to fast in the month of Shawwal 6 days to maintain our iman, to maintain our perseverance, to maintain our steadfastness to Allah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah, wisdom. SubhanAllah, beautiful. You know, I've been fasting the last few days, and I'm not talking about this to boast about it. I just want to share my experience to my brothers and my sisters. I've been fasting the last few days, and subhanAllah, I feel different. The first 2 days of the month of Shawwal, the first day of Eid, and second day, I didn't fast. And subhanAllah, I'm comparing the first day and second day of Shawwal to the third, fourth, and fifth in which I had fasted those 3 days. And subhanAllah, big difference. Big difference. Big difference between the first day and second day of Shawwal, which is right after the month of Ramadan that I didn't fast in, and the days that I fasted in. It's subhanAllah, a different world. It's like, I feel like more preserved in the days that I fasted in the month of Shawwal than the days I didn't fast in the month of Shawwal. More preserved, subhanAllah, you feel stronger. You feel strong, connected, perseverant. SubhanAllah, wisdom. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us all this. He showed us the path. Not only the path to be connected to Allah Azza wa Jal, the path to be connected to Allah and to stay connected to Allah. The path to be connected to Allah and to stay connected to Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't just tell us, start the race, and that's how you start the race. No, he said, start the race, that's how you start the race, and that's how you continue with the race, and that's how you finish the race. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of rewards. For that, my brother and my sister, the month of Shawwal is a challenging month. It's more challenging than the month that comes after. Why? Because this month makes you or breaks you. Don't look at it and say, oh, you know, I just came out of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, I'll take a break. You know what? I'll take a sleep back. And then inshallah, after the month of Shawwal, or 2 weeks in the month of Shawwal, or after the month of Shawwal, which is the month of Dhul Qa'dah, inshallah, I'll pick up again. No. This is the month that makes you or breaks you. This is the breaking point. You either go up or down. What you decide to do in this month is what's going to determine the rest of the year. Trust me, my brother and my sister. What you'll decide to do in this month will make you or break you later on. So you need to collect yourself and get yourself together. If you had lost a bit of that, you need to collect yourself and try and manage yourself right now before you lose it. We're in a very critical condition right now. This is the time. This is the time that we need to make it for the next year. There's another 11 months for the month of Ramadan. And this year's Ramadan has been a challenging one. Not to come to the masjid, not to be in the masajid, not to revive the tarawih prayers, not to pray the 5 daily prayers in the masajid. It's been very challenging. Challenging for you, challenging for us. But alhamdulillah, we managed to get through it. Alhamdulillah, we managed to live it. Alhamdulillah, we managed to do well. But now the real challenge starts. The real challenge is right now. And that's why, subhanAllah, one of the things that the Prophet Muhammad SAW taught us and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to regularly say is that We used to be more concerned of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our good deed than doing the actual good deed. You fasted in the month of Ramadan, you prayed in the month of Ramadan, you gave in the month of Ramadan, you sacrificed in the month of Ramadan. But now the big question is, did Allah accept that from you? How do you know that? Look at your condition right now. Look at your condition right now. Yes, you're not going to get a clear answer, but you get an indication. One of the indications of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting your fast in the month of Ramadan is look at your condition after the month of Ramadan. If you continue on the right path, straight path after the month of Ramadan, as you were in the month of Ramadan, maybe not to the complete, but at least on the same path, rather than you traveling on 100 kilometers, or rather than you traveling 100 kilometers, maybe now you're traveling 80 kilometers, 50 kilometers, whatever it is, but you're still on that path, you're still on that freeway and path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're on the right path. But then when you look at yourself and you find yourself, you know what? I was on one freeway, I was on one path, now I find myself another path. Doesn't matter. Even if you are going fast on the other path, that's not a good sign or indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted your fasting or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted your good deed. So my brother and my sister, let's take this inshallah as an inspiration for us to make a change in our lives. And the month of Shawwal is maker or breaker. What you decide to do in this month, what you'll decide to do this month will determine the rest of the months. Will determine the rest of the year. What you decide to do in this month is what you're going to find yourself next year's Ramadan. And if next year's Ramadan not going to be better than this year's Ramadan, there's an issue. There's an issue. It just doesn't make sense. There's an issue. There's an issue if next year's Ramadan is not better than this year's Ramadan. And if this year's Ramadan is not better than last year's Ramadan, again, there's an issue. So let us be from amongst those who respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most steadfast human being, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Oh Muhammad, be steadfast. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And your followers. We are the followers and proud followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must be steadfast. You must be steadfast. I must be steadfast. And the month of Shawwal is the month of steadfastness. The month of Shawwal is the month of determination. What path, what road, what direction are you heading to in the month of Shawwal? It's going to determine for the rest of your year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. And may Allah azza wa jalla bring us together sooner than later. And inshallah, we look forward to seeing you here at Tayyumay. Very soon, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Very soon. As we could see, Allah at the end of the tunnel. We're very, very close. We are coming to the end of the race. And inshallah, things will change bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you on behalf of the Yumay, even though it's 5 days after the day of Eid. But again, Eid Mubarak, may Allah accept your worship in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. May Allah azza wa grant you steadfastness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you the greatest of rewards of what you've done in the month of Ramadan and keep you steadfast after the month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khair. And inshallah, every Monday and Thursday at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Every Monday and Thursday, inshallah, at 8 p.m. inshallah, we'll continue with our lessons together bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah reward you. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny.
Inshallah in Jannah. Jannah.
Jannah.